to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Oh.
We are liars.
I'm Javin, I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel, I play guitar
and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hey, that's right. It's me, Jib Grodowski, your host as always, here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in British Columbia, specifically Burnaby, British Columbia. Thanks for tuning in. Again, this is The Art Show, where I do my very best to tell you all about shows and concerts and all that hoopla happening around this fine, fair, fantastic city of so-called Vancouver, and we're going to have a good time about it, and we're going to listen to some music, and I'm going to ramble, and we're going to have a good time for the next hour, so buckle up, settle in, get your seat to your preferred position, grab a snack, a cool beverage, or hot one, depending on your temperature choices. You do you. Anyways, but I'm going to do me for a second here, and we're going to have some stuff.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
The Bill Reid Gallery presents Bright Futures, an exhibition that brings together the innovative art of Bill Reid with new works by contemporary, emerging, and established Indigenous artists of the Northwest Coast until January 14th, 2024. To celebrate the life of Bill Reid 25 years after his death, contributing artists were invited to ponder and critique the question, how is Bill Reid continuously inspiring contemporary Northwest Coast artists? To learn more about this exhibition, visit billreidgallery.ca.
I'm Justine Willis-Toms, host of New Dimensions, heard Sundays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM. As you know, we are living in both challenging and exciting times, prompting more people to seek new solutions and to engage life more fully. New Dimensions explores vital topics with some of the world's leading thinkers, from science and religion to politics and medicine. Join me on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and together we'll explore New Dimensions on CJSF 90.1 FM, the station that is diverse, independent, and yours.
It's still Bossa Nova life over here. New Bossa, I guess, specifically. Anyways, I remember listening to Saint Germain in my youth. My dad would play that stuff. French DJ guy, for those unaware. And it's just weird hearing the samples, hearing the song that he sampled like two decades later. I'm like, oh, that's what it was. Maybe I'll play some Boulevard, some Saint Germain later, but I don't feel like it. We'll see. But what I do feel like is telling you about some cool shows. So let's start us off at the Astoria tonight. You have At the Gates of Adversarial Darkness tour. That's the whole band, because they're from, and then you have King Rot from Alberta, Sven Eater, SVN, I'm sure it means, is it, oh, Sun Eater, I get it, and Crucible of Sorrow. So these seem like some really chipper dudes, so come and get smiley with them at this bodacious metal show. So check it out, it's gonna be some beefy stuff, so black metal fans, enjoy. It's $15 in advance, $20 at the door. And yeah, it's over at the Astoria at Campbell and Hastings. So swing on through to that old haunt of theirs. Also, tonight, over at 648 Kingsway, we have The Wolves from, Sinking Season from Seattle, hopping up here to play some tunes for us at 648 Kingsway. Joining them will be 6th grade softball, Pale North, and Boy Modder doing their respective things. We'll hear some music from Sinking Season soon. It's a kind of like, how do they say, emo, indie, hardcore, post-emo, rock and roll, indie, rock. I don't know. It's in that genre, that realm of sound, if you will. So if you want to hear somebody say, tonight will be the night I fall in love with you. It won't be like quite like that, but it'll be like something similar. I'm sure you'll have a good time. It's going to be dope. It's going to be dope for emo fans. So again, check that out. It's going to be Sinking Season, playing with, again, 6th grade softball, Pale North, and Boy Modder at 648 Kingsway tonight, Thursday night. Check them out because they were supposed to have that Yup show last week, and a forklift ran into like a power line or something, and the entire power on the block just gone. So go buy some Yup tapes and hit up all the 648 Kingsway. They would love you to see you. Hit them up. Next up, over at the Heatley at Hastings and Heatley, you have Lucy Lambert's Violet Drift. They're from Montreal, I don't know, Quebec. And yeah, it's going to be a bunch of cool jazzy accordion stuff. What are some other tags here? Eastern European traditional jazz accordions. Anyway, we're going to play a little funky track of theirs, Moonglow, in a little bit, so hang tight for that. This show got canceled, so I'm not going to bother, unfortunately. The show at the Canby with Toy Tiger and a bunch of other bands got canceled, so if you had plans for that, I am sorry. That is no longer a thing. It sucks. There is a cool ambient lounge happening tonight at the Red Gate, though. If you want to sit comfortably and get washed with sound inside and out, have your eardrums resonate at a higher level, this may be the show for you. On deck, Cat Can Do, Apex Twink, Radium Baby, Andy Zuliani, and Dormant. And with visuals by Canine Teeth. It'll be cool. Unfortunately, Caton had to drop off, but Sean Parker is going to do the thing, also known as Only Wolf. So yeah, come get mellow at the Red Gate, Main and Third, tonight. $15 pay what you can, no return with lack of funds. 8 p.m. at Main and Third for Red Gate Ambient Lounge Volume 3. Okay, let's get it started here. We're going to have some jazz, some of this Lucy Lambert hit you with some Moonglow here.
Please let this last. We
Hey, how you doing? Welcome back to the show. Let me tell you a little bit what you just heard. You just heard Left by Sinking Season off their album The Wolves. And they're playing over at 648 Kingsway tonight, Thursday night. At 648 Kingsway with 6th grade softball, Pale North, and boy, Mater. So, check it out if you'd like yourself some scrams. Sorry, actually, their show tomorrow, which I'll tell you about right about now, is a bit more scramsy, but this one's a bit more, you know, post-hardcore, etc. So, pretty cool. Before that, you heard Only Wolf, their track Keep It Up from their album Trust. I couldn't find anything for Sean Parker's other project, Cat Can Do, which is hopping in on this Ambient Loud show. So I just went with his other stuff, Only Wolf. So I am sorry about that. That's tonight. You can catch, I don't know exactly what Cat Can Do will sound like, but maybe it'll be in the same ballpark. Either way, that was a nice tune. I hope you liked it. I did. Joining Cat Can Do, also known as Sean Parker, also known as Only Wolves, is Apex Twink, Baby Radium, Andy Zuliani, and Dormant, along with some cool visuals by K9 Teeth, a treat for sights and sounds. That's at 8 p.m. at the Red Gate. Come on down. At the top of that, you heard Lucy Lambert's Violet Drift with Moon Glow. You can hear her doing that thing, likely, over at the Heatley tonight, Thursday night, 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. There's two sets, two opportunities to see that show, so do check it out if you like yourself some stuff like that. So that leads us to the next probable thing. Friday. Let's talk about Friday. Can we talk about Friday? I want to talk about Friday. Over at the Fox Cabaret, you have Loren with Maita doing the thing at the Fox Cabaret. Again, that's the early show, 7 p.m. Shows at 8. 7 p.m. doors, tunes at 8. Get out by 10. That's Friday night, baby. We'll check out what that sounds like in a little bit. But again, Loren and Maita at the Fox Cabaret. Friday night, 7 p.m. Be there. Also, over in New West. Hello, New West. We have Big City Germs, Autonomous Apes, and Bitter Sweethearts doing their respective rockin' things. It is $15 at the pre-sale, $20 at the door at 67 6th Street in New Westminster. I don't know if it's just me, and it probably is, because that's just how I talk. The sibilance is nuts right now for me. That or these headphones are very good in that range. Either way, my former audio engineer self is very aware of this. Moving on. Well, one more time, rather. Big City Germs, Autonomous Apes, and Bitter Sweethearts at Bully's Studio in New Westminster. Check it out. Also tomorrow, Atlanta Lose, you have the return of JFK. That's right, folks. JFK's back. He's back from the dead. I'm kidding. But that would be pretty interesting. So there's a whole lot happening. You have bands such as The Furniture, Arsenic, and Old Lace. Minimalist Jug Band, which is sounds pretty appealing. That sounds hilarious. Hula Hooping with Shannon also on deck there. It's going to be cool. There's a bunch of guest singers. Eddie Dutchman, Jimmy Roy, Dennis the Revler, Brock, Jen Hinton, and Sinead and Shan Sanders, and more. So check it out. It's the return of JFK, or Jesus freaking Christ. Anyways, that's over Atlanta Lives at 362 Powell Street. Check it out. All right. Where are we now? We're still looking at Friday. Friday's busy. You got options. Okay, if you like some weirdo Japanese noise rock, Black Lab has got just the thing for you. The Wameki. Anyways, they have a show. They're playing with Mascara from Nanaimo. Hi, Danielle. Wait, no. I'm thinking of Nick. That was Red Circle. Hi, Nick. And this one's a fun one.
Pup. Oop, pee, pee.
Oh, poo, poo, pee, pee. I get it. Okay, I get it. We'll see what that means, how that goes. That's at 8 o'clock at the Black Lab tomorrow night for some bizarro Japanese noise rock, mascara, and poo, poo, pee, pee. Great one. Good name. For jazz, you can go over to the China Cloud Studio Friday night for the Mayless Trio. They have a new album. I don't have it, but it's, I'm going to play some stuff from their previous album. They have a new one called On Off, so that should be pretty cool. Get some comfortable sounds happening in the China Cloud. Nice little spot, underrated. Check it out. It's going to be cool for some cool jazz for cool people. What else have I got for Friday? Okay. So much happening. So much jazz. Dude, jazz is back, baby. Over at the Tyrant Studios on top of the penthouse downtown on Seymour Street, you have the Bill Clark Quintet doing their thing. Two sets, 9:30, and whenever later. $20 at the door or online. Get yourself a spot at Tyrant Studios for some cool jazz with the Bill Clark Quintet. I feel I have to say that a little extra smokily. Okay, let's take a break right about now. From there, from all these listings, I know I'm just bombarding you with information here. So I'm going to let you cool off with some bizarro Japanese music. Check it out. Oh. I understand now.